3.2, Forms of Legal Writing. This section basically talks about the different kinds of documents that you'll create as a paralegal. Pleadings, such as complaint, answer, counterclaim, cross-claim, reply. You need to start paying attention to what those mean. We had them in terminology, and you probably have a pretty good idea right now, but we kind of expand on that within these chapters here. Discovery, which is interrogatories, requests for admissions, requests for production of documents, requests for mental or physical examination, and depositions. Again, those are going to be covered in terms of creating those at a later point in the program. Chapter 6, I believe, in Volume 2. Motions, those are documents that ask the court to take a procedural action of some sort. Motion for summary judgment, motion to bifurcate, motion to extend, and so forth. You'll hear me say this probably again at a later point, but if you're asking the question, what's the difference between a pleading and a motion? That tells me you're getting it. That's a great question. It tells me that you really are understanding it because they're so similar. They look alike. Both of them are really asking the court to do something, but motions ask them to do something procedural. I don't want you to worry about that, though. There's a much easier way to tell if something's a motion or not. If it's a motion, the word motion will be in the name. So if it says motion in limine, it's a motion. If it says answer, it's not a motion. So that should help a little bit, I hope. You'll also create briefs and memoranda. Those are more detailed arguments. Based on legal research, based on authority, trying to convince the court about something. We have an exercise here, Introduction to Legal Writing. Make sure you try that, and then we'll move on.